What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. I want to chat a bit more about this bloodbath hoax. It's such a good story. I know we mentioned it yesterday, but he was speaking in Ohio and he said the word bloodbath and the media just ran with it and put their own spin on it. Here's what he really said. China's now building a couple of massive plants, like car plants, where they're going to build the cars in Mexico. And they think they're going to sell those cars in the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something, China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans and you're going to sell those cars to us? No. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, well, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. And he goes on and talks more about cars. So the media took that whole quote and just focused in on the single word. If you ever see a headline or even in an article, when they quote someone and they just quote a single word or just a few words and they put their own qualifiers before and after it, they're almost always being intentionally misleading. So keep that in mind. So that's why the headline's like, Trump says there will be a, quote, bloodbath if not elected. You're like, well, and then nowhere in the article do they give the context of what he's talking about. This, and they're doubling down on this. Like, we know the truth. I just read the context, and they're not giving the context, and they're providing their own context. They're like, well, we know what he really meant. We know the real context of what he was talking about. So I thought this was a good reminder to think about context with everything and to not be swayed by people who are not giving you context because they're almost always trying to manipulate you. Same with scripture. Never, every once in a while, there'll be an example of some far left progressive who will use some scripture to try to get to convince you to support their policy. And it's like, all right, you hate the Bible. You hate God's word. I'm not going to let you take a part of God's word as some sort of weapon when you have no idea the context even of what you're talking about. So be careful of people who never quote scripture, who never read the Bible, using that, trying to use that against you. But there's a lot of parts of the Bible that can be taken out of context and even mean the opposite of what it looks like they're talking about. So Luke 12:19, relax, eat, drink, be merry. Sounds like a very YOLO, right? You only live once. Get out there and live life to the fullest. This is a line in a parable called the parable of the rich fool. The next line is, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. So sure, it does say, relax, eat, drink, be merry, but that is in the context of the rich fool Philippians 4:13 is a good one. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Sounds very nice. We've all heard that a million times. You can do anything you set your mind to.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
But the line before it is Paul. I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's not about doing all things that matters. It's the strengthening of me no matter the circumstance I'm in. It's a scripture about contentment, not achievement. It's about contentment in the present moment, not achievement in the future. Make sense? I think Jeremiah 29:11 is probably the biggest one that people use all the time, that context matters. It's, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Beautiful. First of all, it's not you. It's the Jews in exile that he's referring to. But how about the line before it? "Thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you. And I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future." Again, he's talking to a specific people, but when people write that quote out, they don't often think about the 70 years in exile first. Context matters. It's the View, she's on The View, Anna Navarro, is that it? She's on The View, but she's a CNN contributor too. I don't know which she was first, but whatever. She was on CNN yesterday, and Jake Tapper was like, "Well, what about the context? You know, those conservatives out there are saying the context of what Trump said matters." And she said, "What is context?" I love that. Like, there's like philosophical, what is context? So, rule of thumb, when you hear a quote, any quote ever, read right before it and right after. Even the line you've heard before, people quote Nietzsche's, "God is dead." And I think people, when they quote that, they say, like, that's the left telling you that God doesn't exist. That's not the full line. The line is, "God remains dead and we have killed him." It's not a celebration. It's a lament. He was warning about what will happen to a society without a foundation built on God and Christian ethics. So it wasn't a celebration. Yay, God's dead. It's God's dead and we killed him. You fools. It's a lament about that. So listen, it's easy to get manipulated by people who are just quoting one little snippet here and there. Context matters. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript commercial free night before MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.